Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, this story really hit close to home, and I think it's important that we cover it. This NPR article is titled, "Fired in Trump's Chaotic Purge. An Army vet says he's never felt more betrayed." And I've covered 20 stories now, 30 stories of federal workers getting fired, of veterans getting screwed over. Sometimes we point out the irony when a Trump supporter, someone who loves Doge and Elon Musk, gets fired and then complains to Trump and Elon Musk. You know, sometimes we point out the irony in all of this, but this one isn't really ironic. It honestly just shows what's at stake, and it really shows how Elon Musk is a billionaire who is completely insulated from his actions. Trump is very, very insulated, but just imagine for one second being a veteran, someone who served our country, and then you come home and you try to build a life working for the federal government. You continue serving our country because you truly believe in the idea of America. You truly believe that the experiment can succeed. And I don't want to sound dramatic, but this dude has spent his entire life serving America in one way or another. And then Elon Musk comes along, who wasn't even born in America, but that's not immediately a disqualifier. He wasn't even born in America. And then he begins to push Donald Trump for president. And then Donald Trump fires you, or Elon Musk fires you, whoever you want to say. I mean, it's just a huge slap in the face to get fired by a billionaire who is self-serving when you've spent your entire life serving this country. It's been more than 2 weeks since Mike McCann's learned for the first time that the Small Business Administration was firing him from his job as a disaster recovery coordinator based in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, before we dive into this story that I really thought was really captivating, I want to read you this. Sheila Dills, a lawmaker out of Oklahoma who supports Trump, who has a bunch of Trump posts on her Facebook. She went to rallies, according to some of the posts. She's a huge supporter. She posted recently regarding Oklahoma research institutions facing uncertainty after NIH funding. The Oklahoma Republican lawmaker posted, "The stories I'm hearing firsthand are devastating. I am all about efficient government and overall support of the current administration. But efficient government doesn't matter if we don't fund legitimate research that protects us from deadly toxins. I know a young lady who has done everything right, poured her heart and soul into her education, has won every award possible, is a top of her PhD class at the Oklahoma University, and whose research as a student will lead to therapeutics for deadly diseases. But now she has watched fellow doctoral students be stripped of their funding. Much more than back office cuts, we are taking entire fellowships, and fears every day that she will be next in the bright future she has earned at Vanderbilt for her postdoctoral studies through total sacrifice will be taken away." And then this Republican, I mean, this is the true Republican sentiment. Quote, "A strong economy and military do not matter if we are all dead from infectious diseases. That special research student is my daughter." And you know, that's very, very true. It's common sense. A strong economy and military do not matter if we are all dead. And again, I know that sometimes we like to point out the irony when a Trump voter gets fired, but this one I don't find very ironic. I don't find this very funny. I just find it depressing. What I find the most depressing out of all of this, well, there's a lot of stuff about it that's upsetting, but all of the scientific research that is currently being stripped day by day, when the National Institute of Health is being cut, that's not good. That puts us behind a lot of countries. It is very much, it's not good. But let's dig into the main story about a vet. All that I ask is that you drop a like. I keep getting comments like this. "Hey, Adam, I thought I was subscribed, but it turns out I wasn't this whole time. Good luck on 1 million. And let's read this story. So Mike McCann's got fired 2 weeks ago. Still, the government hasn't sent him the documents he needs to claim unemployment. He's gotten no official word on when his family's health insurance will be cut off because Elon Musk's breakneck speed, slash and burn, fire everyone from the federal government, it's backfiring in a lot of ways. They're not collecting the information of people. People are getting locked out of systems. I keep talking about the story of the nuclear stockpile team that was fired. And then Musk realized 24 hours later, these people were actually crucial and highly specialized, But so when he tried to email them back and say, hey, we need you, they were locked out of their emails. They couldn't get it. So there were days and days where our nuclear stockpiles were not really maintained as they should have been. Quote, they locked me out of all of my systems, said McCanns, an Army veteran, the one who was fired. Quote, the only place I've gotten any help is online, on frickin' Reddit. You know, we've covered the Fed News subreddit a lot. I'd almost guarantee he went on Fed News. It's a subreddit of a bunch of federal employees. We've covered it a bunch on this show. The Trump administration has fired tens of thousands of federal workers over the past 2 weeks as a part of seemingly indiscriminate purge of probationary employees, typically those in their first or second year on the job. But there's a lot of people who are in their first year on a certain job because they transferred. So we've read multiple stories where somebody worked for the government. One was 16 years and one was 9 years. And they were still probationary employees, quote unquote probationary, because they had been switched. They moved departments at the last minute. The mass firings have been marked by so much chaos and sloppiness that some agencies have recalled employees that they terminated days or even hours earlier. And it links to an article that says after mass layoffs, some federal agencies are trying to bring employees back. But what happens when you fire highly specialized employees and they don't have the goodwill to come back? What if they're like, hey, the pay was shit anyways, I'm not going to come back and maintain our nukes? It's like, it's just so sloppy. In response to a legal complaint brought by attorneys in Washington, D.C., the Office of Special Counsel on Monday requested a stay in the firings of six federal employees. And this is the part that's just mind-boggling. Pay attention to this part. So McCann's job with the Small Business Admin was his second stint serving the country. He was first an airborne infantryman with the U.S. Army stationed right outside Anchorage. And it's like, this dude served his country. We already talked about that. It is absolutely amazing that he served his country in multiple ways. After 5 years in the Army, he took a job in security on Alaska's North Slope, followed by a role in emergency management with the state's government, a job that made him feel like he could really make a difference. This is a man who is doing honest work. On a day-to-day basis, he is out there trying to help other American citizens. Meanwhile, Elon Musk and Donald Trump are ripping American citizens off, but that's a side point. Quote, Alaska has every possible disaster threat you could think of. Volcanoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, fires, floods, you name it. And here's the thing. When Elon Musk says he's cutting waste, listen to what McCann's job was. And really quickly, it's officially February, and this has already been one of the wildest years of my life. Between all of the work, between all of the nonstop news, I'm supposed to be going back to college soon, and all of the deadlines are now piling up. And my friend asked me, have you ever tried microdosing? I said, I don't know what that is. He said, if you microdose a little bit of Viya gummies, you can stay focused, energized, and at the top of your game for hours. Now, Viya Hemp has over 500,000 happy customers, and Viya is like the Swiss Army knife of wellness. Whether you need to unwind after a long day, lock in and get focused, or sleep better, or be in the right mood before a date, they've got something for you. Their award-winning THC and THC-free gummies are designed for the perfect microdose, giving you just the right lift without couch lock or brain fog. You just microdose. You take a tiny bit. And the best part is Viya ships legally to nearly every state in the U.S. discreetly and hassle-free. You don't need a medical card. You just need to be over 21. So if you're 21 plus, hit the link in the description and use code BLUEHEART for 15% off. Again, if you're new, you'll get a free gift of your choice. Just click the link below and use code BLUEHEART. The veteran who was fired by Musk, his job involved helping communities navigate state and federal grants to repair roads, repair bridges, buildings, dams, seawalls, and other infrastructure. He quickly built the network in the disaster recovery space, including with people at FEMA and the Small Business Administration. So somebody who spends their day-to-day life helping navigate state and federal grants to repair roads and bridges and help people recover after natural disaster, apparently they are waste. Elon Musk refuses to go after the almost $1 trillion spent on our military, which could probably be cut down in multiple ways. There's probably some fraud and abuse there. He refuses to go after that, but he instead goes after veterans, the Veteran Affairs. He goes after Medicaid, Medicare. He goes after healthcare, all of these programs. And the crazy part is he slashed like 0.5, or it was like 0.6% of our entire budget. Like, it's an absolutely tiny number, And Doge has very likely cost more than they've slashed thus far. And also, there was a report that one-third of what they've slashed wasn't even really slashed. I mean, it's all just a mess. It's all sloppy. There's no external oversight or external validation to let us know if what Elon Musk is selectively releasing is even true at all. Last August came an opportunity for McCanns to fill a brand new position, which made him a probationary employee. And then he was fired. But he was fired, unfired, and fired again. It was just, it's stunning. It is sloppy. He's a veteran who deserves better. And it's just insane. So now jobless, McCann's top concern is health insurance. His wife, a cancer survivor, needs costly medications to keep her autoimmune disorder under control. They have a 5-month-old and a toddler. And Elon Musk, these are the people that Elon Musk is screwing over. It's just totally, incredibly disgusting and disheartening. People that have served our country. And again, federal employees are important. Elon Musk is treating them like shit, but I digress. We'll talk about this more in another video. Drop a like, subscribe, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.